Miss Trixie shuffled through the door, banging it closed. Then she came in again to get the bag, which she had left on the floor, and banged out again. By the time Ignatius arrived an hour later, Miss Trixie had not returned. Mr. Gonzalez listened to Mr. Riley's heavy, slow tread on the stairs. The door was thrust open, and the marvelous Ignatius J. Riley appeared. A plaid scarf as large as a shawl wound around his neck, one end of it stuffed down into his coat.
"Good morning, sir,"
he said majestically.
"Good morning,"
Mr. Gonzalez said with delight.
"Did you have a nice ride here?"
"Only fair. I suspect that the driver was a latent speed racer. I had to caution him continually. Actually, we parted company with a degree of hostility on both sides. Where's our little distaff member this morning?"
"I had to send her home. She came to work this morning in her nightgown."
Ignatius frowned and said,
"I do not understand why she was sent away. After all, we are quite informal here.
We are one big family.
I only hope that you have not damaged her morale."
He filled a glass at the water cooler to water his beans.
"You may not be surprised to see me appear one morning in my nightshirt. I find it rather comfortable."
"I certainly don't mean to dictate what you people should wear,"
Mr. Gonzalez said anxiously.
"I should hope not. Miss Trixie and I can only take so much."
Mr. Gonzalez pretended to look for something in his desk to avoid the terrible eyes that Ignatius had turned on him.
"I shall finish the cross,"
Ignatius said finally, removing 2 quarts of paint from the pouch-like pockets of his overcoat.
"That's wonderful."
"The cross is top priority at the moment. Filing, alphabetizing, all of that must wait until I have completed this project. Then, when I finish the cross, I am going to have to visit the factory. I suspect that those people are screaming for a compassionate ear, a dedicated guide. I may be able to aid them."
"Of course. Don't let me tell you what to do."
"I won't."
Ignatius stared at the office manager.
"At last, my valve seems to permit a visit to the factory. I must not pass up this opportunity. If I wait, it may seal up for several weeks."
"Then you must go to the factory today,"
the office manager agreed enthusiastically. Mr. Gonzalez looked at Ignatius hopefully, but he received no reply. Ignatius filed his overcoat, scarf, and cap in one of the file drawers and began working on the cross. By 11 o'clock, he was giving the cross its first coat, meticulously applying the paint with a small watercolor brush. Miss Trixie was still AWOL. At noon, Mr. Gonzalez looked over the stack of papers on which he was working and said,
"I wonder where Miss Trixie can be."
"You have probably broken her spirit,"
Ignatius replied coldly. He was dabbing at the rough edges of the cardboard with the brush.